Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Wake up, America. It's Tuesday, May 9th. Good morning, and welcome back to the final hour of Morning Air as we continue here on day two of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverins and our studio producer, Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us across America and beyond, wherever you may be listening here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Just want to say thank you for your generosity. We really do appreciate it. Every one of you who gave last hour really counts. Every single one of you is important, and we need all of you to be able to meet our goal, which by the end of the week is $3 million. It looks like a big goal, but we chop away a little bit at a time. It's like eating an elephant. And so everything that you give today, again, as a reminder, will be matched dollar for dollar. We have a goal of 50 gifts this hour. That's 50 brothers and sisters in Christ to support the mission of Relevant Radio of bringing Christ to the world through the media. And when you think about it, that's really a small number of folks. When you consider the potential audience that's listening at this hour, this 7 a.m. hour all across America. So my encouragement to you this morning, give in honor of the upcoming Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, our Blessed Mother Mary, who intercedes for us. She always points us to her son, Jesus. This is what Relevant Radio is all about. It's all about our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to the timeless words of Relevant Radio co-patron, Pope St. John Paul II.
Never hesitate to look to Mary, the mother of the Holy Family, and the mother of all mankind, in the order of grace, as a sure guide amid life's challenges and trials.
And so we begin each hour here during the pledge drive with the powerful memorare prayer, invoking the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with our pledge drive. She has always come through for us, and we always continue to also pray for an end to legal abortion in our nation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio that you just heard a moment ago, pray for us. We always invoke the Holy Spirit every morning when we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, I trust in you. Once again, I want to bring in our Morning Air team, Glenn and Sarah. We had a pretty good start yesterday. We need to pick up the pace here in day two. And always remember that Morning Air sets the tone for the rest of the day for the entire network.
Hey, we just want to remind you to get around to it. So often doing good things are things that we know we want to do, we know we need to do, we know we ought to do. We're just getting around to it. So we want to make it easy for you to get around to it. You can give online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app or the phone, 877-291-0123. John, you love the sports, and so we're going to talk about this week as kind of being the Relevant Radio playoffs. Of course, the NBA playoffs going on, the NHL playoffs going on. Everybody tries a little bit harder, and they give it their all. Can you give your all to Relevant Radio? And then some of those those great traditions too. Anything to bring luck. Ball players often very, you know, superstitious a little bit. Now, we don't want you to be superstitious, of course, but sometimes there are things like, you know, with hockey, there's a playoff beard. The guys let it grow for a while, and you know, it's kind of tradition as well as hoping for luck. You got your playoff beard growing there, John?
No playoff beard for this reporter, but I do have something that I like to do during the pledge drives, and that is wear the old throwback jersey, so to speak. I like to wear an old Relevant Radio shirt that goes all the way back to the very beginning, to 2003, reminding us of how far we've come. We've been on the air now as a network for 20 years. We just celebrated the 20th anniversary of Morning Air, our first network show. Obviously, we started on the feast of Our Lady Guadalupe in 2000 when we got our first license, but our first show was 20 years ago this past April 21st. So wearing that shirt always reminds me of the mission and just the joy of all the support that we've received over the years, time and time again. Our Relevant Radio listeners, Glenn, as you say, are the best in the world, and they continue to be so. So we need your help. This is our playoffs this week, and Friday will be like a Game 7, and there's nothing bigger than a Game 7.
No, absolutely, absolutely not. That's coming up, and we're in the middle of those playoffs right now. Let's keep that home court advantage, huh? That home ice advantage here at Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123. You know, some of those throwback Relevant Radio jerseys are a little bit hard to come by. I bet you might even have an easier time finding a Kansas City Chiefs throwback jersey. They don't seem to have changed that much over the years, but I bet if it had Harrison Butker's autograph, it might be worth a little more than even you know, one of those old yellow corduroy shirts with Jeff Caven's autograph. But one thing we do have from Harrison Butker is a little snippet of a commencement speech he gave.
Our culture is suffering. We all see it. Studies have shown one of the many negative effects of the pandemic is that a lot of young adults feel a sense of loneliness, anxiety, and depression, despite technology that has connected us more than ever before. I'm not sure the root of this, but at least I can offer one controversial antidote that I believe will have a lasting impact for generations to come. Get married and start a family. Having kicked the game-winning field goal in both the AFC Championship and the Super Bowl, I have received a great deal of praise for these successes. And yet all of this happiness is temporary. And the truth is, none of these accomplishments mean anything compared to the happiness I have found in my marriage and in starting a family. My confidence as a husband and father, and yes, even as a football player, is rooted in my marriage with my wife, as we leave our mark on future generations by the children we bring into the world. How much greater of a legacy can anyone leave than that?
And Glenn, those were the powerful words of Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Super Bowl champion Harrison Butker at his alma mater at Georgia Tech this past weekend during the commencement. Powerful, powerful reminder. And, you know, he's not shy about sharing his Catholic faith. Harrison Butker is on a different level. And we were blessed to have him here on Morning Air not too long after he kicked that game-winning field goal.
If his leg ever wears out, he definitely has quite the future as a Catholic speaker, if he wants that for sure. But what a great opportunity to take that platform the Lord has given him to be able to share his faith in so many different avenues, someone that people might listen to and look up to. And Relevant Radio strives to be that platform to share the faith as well, John.
No question about it. We are so blessed, and we've been able to have people like Harrison Butker and many others to share that message of hope. We need to take a short break. When Morning Air continues, you're going to hear a Morning Air miracle moment and meet a mom who had a powerful conversion into the Catholic faith from something that she heard here on Relevant Radio. So stay with us. There's much more to come on Morning Air after a word from our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky. And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day two of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always a joy to be with you here on this Tuesday morning especially, I again thank you for opening up your heart and giving hope last hour. Those of you who did, we need your help here this hour. We really need your help to keep things going here on day two of our pledge drive. You can find us on social media at Morning Air Show, as well as on Twitter and Facebook. And you can email us your thoughts, morningair@relevantradio.com. Now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you members of the Relevant Radio family, sometimes you just don't know who is listening to Relevant Radio, or that the words that we say on the radio can actually change somebody's life to the point of converting into the Catholic faith. These are truly miracle moments. Now, earlier this month, a longtime Relevant Radio listener called into Morning Air. And I remembered she actually sent me an email way back in 2007 in the early days of Morning Air. That email was so memorable that I printed it and I've saved it all these years. I had a few copies because it really touched my heart. Let me just share with you part of what that email said. Dear Mr. Morales, I used to listen to you on Relevant Radio during a very formative stage of my growing interest in the Catholic faith, and you made such a difference in my life. I thank God I was listening one morning when you were reading the sixth chapter of the Gospel of St. John. I had never in my Protestant life heard this chapter read with such meaning. It was simply not part of my worldview. After what you read, I was never the same. Jennifer is a wife, a mother of two grown children. She's a librarian and works part-time in an office, and she loves to knit, read, and walk dogs, something that we have in common. I am a huge dog person. Good morning, Jennifer. It is so good to be with you once again. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Gosh, it's so good to be here with you. I can't believe I'm getting to talk to you. I'm so glad you read that letter because it's still absolutely 100% true. The time you read that passage, the scales fell from my eyes.
Well, Jennifer, yeah, it touched in my heart when you sent me that letter way back when. You didn't have a phone number. There was no way to get back to you at the time. And I'm just curious, how did you find out about Relevant Radio in the first place?
I was riding along in my car that only had an AM radio one Sunday afternoon, and the only station I could pick up was Relevant Radio, and Steve Ray was giving his testimony. And now I was an evangelical, and when he started talking about a Baptist walking into a Catholic church, I just went, click, that can't happen. But I kept turning it back on, and it was Relevant Radio. And then I discovered Morning Air with Jeff Cavins when I was driving to the dog park. And I just fell in love with the way he taught the faith and the Bible. And I just started listening almost all the time. And I didn't realize I wanted to be a Catholic until I started hearing all this truth coming over the airwaves. Now I look back and I see all kinds of seeds God was planting. But basically, Relevant Radio was like just prepared the fertile ground. And I listened and listened and learned and learned. It's an amazing ministry that you all have.
Can you share with us what you remember about, what was it about John 6 and the Bread of Life discourse, which ironically and providentially, it's being read in Mass in these days here as we speak. What was it about John 6 that helped you in your conversion and really to instill a hunger for you to want to become Catholic and receive the Holy Eucharist?
The most obvious thing is that it's so clear. And how can you not understand the Eucharist if you read that chapter? I mean, you can't, there's not symbolic, there's not, you know, there's no way around it. It is straightforward. This is what is going to be. And I think that we must have spent a whole lot of time avoiding that chapter, all the years and all the Bible studies I went to. And I felt really cheated because of that. You know, I realized that I must have always been a Catholic because when I heard that, it just pierced my heart, you know? I just think I'm so glad we read it every year and that we make a really big deal of it because it is the cornerstone. You know, it is amazing, and it's there for us. We don't have to piece it together from bits here and bits there and inferences or anything. It's right there. He's been nudging me towards the truth ever since I, you know, you have to let him do it, though. You have to be open to letting the Holy Spirit show you where the truth lies. I just think that I was so blessed that day to be doing laundry and listening to you on the radio, you know.
Well, God,
I was just really blessed.
God bless you, Jennifer. I so much appreciate that. And, you know, I'm not kidding you. You know, it touched my heart then, and I kept that email printed out all these years as a reminder. This is what we do, bringing Christ to the world through the media. It's so important. You know, it chokes me up when I think about it, how God can use us to touch people's lives. And, you know, I thought to myself, since you were so touched by hearing John 6, I want to briefly share part of that Bread of Life discourse here this morning. And we pick it up in John 6, verses 53 through 59. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my drink is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. He who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not such as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever." This he said in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. Powerful, powerful scripture, and if you read it carefully and if you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, you can only come up with the conclusion that Jesus was speaking literally. He was not speaking symbolically, and this is why we as Catholics, without a shadow of a doubt, for 2,000 years have been teaching, going back to the early church, going back to the witness of all the other gospels, the synoptic gospels, the letters of St. Paul in 1 Corinthians, without a doubt that Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity. How much time did it take from the time you started meditating on John 6? Did you have any other concern before you became Catholic?
I'm ashamed to tell you, but it was mostly the thought of losing all my evangelical friends and my church and that life that I had. It took me quite a while until 2009. From 2004 until 2009, I went back and forth over, how can you do this? How can you do this? And then my friend took me to the vigil, the Easter vigil in 2009. And I just looked around and I was like, this is it. Someone said, the first mass you ever went to was the vigil? And I said, yes. And it was amazing. It was like pageantry and like all kinds of drama and all that scripture and all those people coming into the church. My church had like 13 people coming into the church that year, and it was so beautiful and moving. And I just was like, I got to do this. I want to be part of this. This is my church. I had to wait a whole other year. And but it was worth it. I needed to learn. There were so many other things that I needed to learn, and I needed to learn about church life and culture, and I didn't have any problem with Mother Mary. Who doesn't need Mother Mary? Who wouldn't be blessed to have her as their mother? I didn't have any problem with her. Actually, I'm sort of just blessed that was the way it was for me. I know that people come in with concerns and you know, not understanding certain doctrines, and but because of you all, you thoroughly go over so many things. I understood why doctrines were the, you know, what they meant, and I had a powerful catechesis that way. And you prepared it's like you prepared the soil, you prepared the ground, you know, you tilled it, you made it fertile. And but when I came into the church, I was so thrilled at all the traditions I was seeing in person instead of just hearing about them. And you know, it was the perfect coupling, you know, my catechesis and my, you all were my friends when I couldn't tell people that I wanted to be a Catholic, you know. When I came out from under, so many people just showed up to help walk me through and take care of me and make me feel at home and, you know, just show me the way and give me a very, very positive experience and the desire to never not be Catholic again. You know, I would, so many things can happen to you to tear at your faith, but that can never, for me, happen. And you all blessed me. My church has blessed me. God just has blessed me. I'm so thrilled.
Jennifer, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thanks so much for your very powerful testimony. She's not a world-class athlete or a famous celebrity, but she has been touched by what she heard on Relevant Radio. Stay with us as our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive continues.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue here with day two of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Tuesday morning here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And thanks again for all your generosity so far this morning. If you still haven't had a chance to support the mission of Relevant Radio, this is the hour. We need your help. We're looking for 50 gifts here during this 7 o'clock hour. So every one of you is important. Every one of you matters. Again, we need your help. As we do every morning, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Matthew 6:21. Jesus the Lord says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." What is your treasure and what do you value the most? Your heart is connected to what you value the most. Our Lord Jesus Christ is our ultimate treasure. He is our hope. There is nothing, nothing more important than our faith in Christ, and our Lord wants all of your heart. We always pray with great confidence, that short prayer that Drew Mariani prays every single afternoon from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of the program here this morning, 888-914-9149. Now, the glorious Easter season is winding down. We can still say happy Easter during this Easter season. We're down to the final stretch, the fifth week of Easter, as we approach Pentecost Sunday in less than 3 weeks. But Easter should end with a bang, not with a whimper, according to our next guest. Joining us live is our resident loveologist and faith-filled love evangelizer, Martha Fernandez-Sardina, to share how to prepare well for Pentecost so that we too might experience a new Pentecost for a new evangelization. Martha is an international bilingual speaker, the former director for evangelization for the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. and San Antonio. She's also the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. Good morning, Martha. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you here on day two of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive.
Good morning. Great to be here to give hope to all of our listeners. Happy Easter again and again.
Well, Martha, we can continue to say Happy Easter. And I know that you know about hope. First of all, why should our listeners support the mission of Relevant Radio of bringing hope and bringing Christ to the world?
Well, we all need faith, hope, and love. And it seems like nowadays we need a lot of hope in order to build up our faith and our love. And that is what Relevant Radio does through all of its programming, through the discussions, through the catechesis, the evangelization, the moments of prayer, the refreshing our minds and our hearts and our memories about the faith, the Catholic faith that has been given to us, and that injects hope. So when a listener supports us with prayers and financial donations, you are bringing hope to the world.
No question about it. Now let's talk about Pentecost. Can you share with us Pentecost and when we celebrated this Easter season, and why we should prepare for Pentecost as well?
Well, Pentecost is one of the most magnificent feasts, solemnity indeed, during the entire liturgical year. It's one of my favorites. It is the birth of the church. Many times people call Pentecost the birthday of the church. And that is when 9 days, we celebrate it 9 days after the ascension of our Lord. Traditionally, around the world, it's been that way. In most dioceses of the United States, it is still, in most dioceses of the United States, it's actually been moved to Sunday. But traditionally, and still in some dioceses in the United States, as well as around the world, Ascension Thursday, which is this coming Thursday, begins the nine-day countdown to Pentecost. So we celebrate the ascension of our Lord. This year it'll be on the 18th, or again, as I say, on Sunday, the 21st. But if you begin it on the novena on the 19th and conclude it on the eve of Pentecost, May 27th, you will have done a great thing to prepare yourself, your family, your parish, your diocese, your city, your state, and the whole nation, and the church for the great solemnity of Pentecost. And why do I say a great thing to prepare? Because we are celebrating the descent of the Holy Spirit, that gift from God, that gift, that power from on high, that is so important that Jesus said, "It is good that I go so that he might come." So that's how important it is that the Lord himself had to ascend, return back to the Father in order to send us the Holy Spirit, who then, filling us, transforms us from the inside out and gives us the boldness that we need to profess the faith fearlessly and to proclaim the faith clearly to everyone, as St. Peter did on that first Pentecost when he had that amazing sermon that converted 3,000 right on the spot. Imagine if our priest did that with every homily. That would be a great thing. Imagine if each one of us as laymen and women could give one evangelistic pitch and have 3,000 convert on the spot. So that is why we celebrate Pentecost. That is why it's so important. That is why it's one of my favorite feasts, because I want to be transformed from the inside out so that I might be more equipped to transmit the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith.
Well, Martha, there's no question that it's a big feast. It's a solemnity. But talk to us about what happened with the descent of the Holy Spirit on the apostles and the disciples on the first Pentecost.
Well, remember that they were locked up. They were behind closed doors. They were in fear of the Jews, Scripture says, because our Lord, our Messiah, had been killed, had been crucified. And so they expected that they might have the same fate if they proclaimed their faith. And yet the Lord said, stay gathered, stay in Jerusalem, stay in prayer until you receive power from on high. Then you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Galilee, and even until the ends of the earth. So if you can imagine concentric circles, it's this little, right here, this city, then the whole region or the state, and we would think in our terms, right, or a province, then even to the ends of the earth. And that is exactly what happened when they gathered in the upper room, even though they were behind closed doors, one can presume, still fearful, with Our Lady, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, who had already received the fullness of the Holy Spirit that came upon her at the incarnation of our Lord. Then the apostles and the other disciples received this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and they became witnesses. They became bold. And it says that those who heard them speak in different tongues, in their own languages, understood what they were saying. They were proclaiming the marvels of God. And that transformed them into fearless proclaimers, evangelizers. And that's how the evangelization of the early church through the early church began, and the gospel spread like wildfire, igniting the hearts of men and women and bringing about persecution as well. But that's all right, because Scripture says that they rejoiced every time they were honored to give witness to the holy name of Jesus, the name above every other name.
And the gospel really did spread like wildfire. Can you share with us about how the newly formed primitive church grew as the apostles and disciples were fed by Jesus and led by the Holy Spirit?
Well, it grew in leaps and bounds. They went from city, from town to town, city to city. In fact, they were transported many times by the Holy Spirit. They would appear in another city. And they would be proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And so they began to form communities, and they would gather in the homes and in the temples. And we see in Acts of the Apostles where they would get together for the breaking of the bread, which is the name for the Eucharist, and for the teaching of the apostles, the catechesis. So they were evangelizing, they were catechizing, and they were baptizing people into the faith and confirming them as well and giving them Holy Communion. So they were doing Christian initiation. They were doing everything that we have preserved that has been faithfully transmitted to us to this very day. And yet, what we sometimes lack, sometimes, is that zeal that they had for evangelization. That's why you and I now have to be praying for a new Pentecost, for a new evangelization.
Well, we have a lot more to talk about when it comes to zeal and the power of the Holy Spirit. If you want to be part of our conversation with Morning Air contributor Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com, you can give us a call, 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short time out as we continue our discussion with Martha. Stay with us. There's more to come here on Morning Air after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
I called 2 weeks ago because I have been journeying with a woman that I met at the abortion clinic.
Oh, and she wanted to name her son Judas.
You remember. Well, I am
ecstatic
to say that he was born on Holy Thursday.
Oh, beautiful.
His name is Nicholas Allen, and I got to hold him today.
Thanks be to God.
I ended up telling her the whole story. I called my radio station. The whole country's been praying for this decision. And she said, no wonder I felt so weird when I was going to put that name down on the birth certificate. So it truly is a miracle of God. I thank you all. I thank you all for your prayers. And
no, we thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at RelevantRadio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Wake up, America. It's Morning Air
with John Morales, Sarah Tafoya, and Glenn Leverett.
And welcome back to Morning Air here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales as we continue our discussion with our good friend, Morning Air contributor, Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com. And we're talking about preparing for Pentecost Sunday and really that outpouring of the Holy Spirit and how it goes all the way back to the early church. Can you share with us, Martha, what a difference it made in the lives of the apostles and their contemporaries and the changes that it brought to so many of the cities that they were in back during the early times, what we read about in the Acts of the Apostles?
Well, this past Sunday, we heard the gospel where our Lord says in John 14 that I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And as I just expressed, when he went to the Father, then the Holy Spirit came. And that's exactly what we see happening. Like this coming Sunday, on May 14th, we'll hear from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, that they went about, Philip, for example, went down to Samaria, proclaimed that Christ, the Christ, to them. And it says that the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip, and when they heard it, and they saw the signs that he was doing in the power of the Holy Spirit, these works that the Lord promised, they converted. It said, unclean spirits crying out in a loud voice came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured, and there was great joy in that city. So that is just one example of how the cities in which they lived, the cities in which they visited, that they went to proclaim, to evangelize, were transformed. And it said that when the apostles in Jerusalem heard what was going on in Samaria, which, as you know, was kind of enemy territory, that they had accepted the word of God, they came down and prayed so that they too might receive the Holy Spirit, for it had not yet fallen upon any of them, as they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. That is exactly what happened then and should be happening now, that we receive the fullness of grace of the Holy Spirit through baptism, through confirmation, through the fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because throughout Acts of the Apostles, we see that the Holy Spirit sometimes fell upon them again and again and again, which is a term that from the early church, even to this day, many call a baptism in the Holy Spirit, an awakening of the Holy Spirit. And that is something that you and I need to have. We have to have the Holy Spirit stirred up within us so that we might indeed lay hands on others, so that we might be able to see unclean spirits depart, that so that we might see demons gone that have gained territory, so that the goodness of God and the great plan of God, the plan of salvation, might spread throughout the earth. And that is what we should be praying for and preparing for, so that we might indeed do the works of the Lord and greater far than these.
Martha, can we actually live and share our Catholic faith without the Holy Spirit?
No, Scripture says in the New Testament, no one can say Jesus is Lord, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, we can read the words, we can say the words, but we will not be able to profess the faith, and we will not be able to convincingly proclaim the faith without the power of the Holy Spirit. Is it? It's in fact the Holy Spirit who does exactly what Jesus said he would do. He will confirm us in all faith. He will guide you and lead you into the truth. He will reveal, he will remind you of these things, Jesus said. He will give you words to speak before kings and magistrates. You will be able to proclaim and the faith, the good news of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I know that from personal experience, John, not only from reading the Gospels, not only from reading the Acts of the Apostles and the rest of the New Testament. That has been my experience since the age of 18. I, in the power of the Holy Spirit, am able to speak the word of God and bring others to encounter him and his love.
Martha, real briefly, what can we do to prepare ourselves for a new Pentecost so that we can share the faith?
Two things. One is pray the novena to the Holy Spirit. Pray every day, actually. Come, Holy Spirit, into my life. And then look for a parish in your area where there might be an extended form for the vigil mass, which is a kind of like an Easter vigil, but it's a Pentecost vigil. If there is one in your area, look it up. And if not, look it up on your missalettes and pray the long prayers, the many readings, and pray for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit, for a new Pentecost, for a new evangelization in your life.
That's why we pray here every morning on Morning Air. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Martha, as always, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you. And remember, you are loved.
And so are you. Martha Fernandez-Sardina, the founder of RememberYouAreLoved.com and the host of the Remember You Are Loved TV series. And now, once again, it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Digging back a bit in the Story Corner archives for a good giving story for you during this pledge drive. Our story today called Suspended Coffee. We enter a little coffee house with a friend of mine and give our order. We're approaching our table and two people come in and they go to the counter. Five coffees, please. Two of them for us and three suspended. They pay for their order, take the two and leave. I ask my friend, what are those suspended coffees? My friend says, wait for it, you'll see. Some more people enter, two girls ask for one coffee each, and pay and go. The next order was for seven coffees, made by three lawyers, three for them and four suspended. Well, I still wonder what's the deal with those suspended coffees. I enjoy the sunny weather and the beautiful view toward the square in front of the cafe. Suddenly, a man dressed in fairly shabby clothes, looks like he might be a beggar, comes in through the door, and he kindly asks, do you have a suspended coffee? It's simple. People pay in advance for a coffee meant for someone who can not afford a warm beverage. The tradition with the suspended coffee started in Naples, but spread all over the world. And some places you can order not only suspended coffee, but also a sandwich or a whole meal. From Luke 6:35, we're reminded, but love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. You'll be sons of the Most High.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn, here in this month of Mary, the month of May. Let's open our hearts and honor the Mother of God and her upcoming Feast of Our Lady of Fatima by praying and watching the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio or the Relevant Radio app. As Father Rocky says, the family that prays together stays together. So stay with us for more of the Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive here. In a moment, the Patrick Madrid Show will be coming up in just a few minutes at the top of the hour. So stay with us. There is more to come.